Andre Leslie joins us. Hello, Andre.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, it was a picture-perfect finish, really. State of Origin last night, wasn't it? Mate against mate, state against state, down to the wire.
Yeah, it was real theatre. This was everything that Origin probably should be for NRL fans. And look, the scores were level with a couple of minutes to go. It was 20-all. And then Mitchell Pearce, in his return to the New South Wales side, floats a long pass, very risky. Tom Trbojevic takes it. They run up the wing. Blake Ferguson takes it further. And then man of the match, man of the series, James Tedesco scores in the corner for the Blues. So it was perfect in front of a very big crowd at Sydney Olympic Stadium. The first win in 8 deciders for New South Wales, and shows some real toughness from them because they've been pretty shaky in the matches that counted so far over the last decade.
They were a little bit shaky in parts of that first half. I only saw the first half, but they were a little bit shaky at times. It looked like the Maroons were going to just storm over them.
Yeah, it did. And they got it back to 8-8 at halftime. But I think most people, having watched the first 20 minutes or so, would have expected a bit of a New South Wales flop in this match. But they showed a bit of gumption.
Yeah.
And they fought back, and
some good
credit
runs
to them.
Yeah. At Wimbledon, meanwhile, the big names progressed overnight, aside from one dream team.
Yeah, we'll get them out of the way first. Andy Murray and Serena Williams, they have had this glorious run in the mixed doubles. It's been lots of fun.
Well, it's hard to think who could beat them, really.
Yeah,
but
well, the top seeds in the mixed doubles ended up beating them, and they're pros at their particular profession as well. So, Murray now, the question is, will he actually do singles, and will he go to the US Open in singles? But that's perhaps a question for another day as they enjoy the success, first of all. In the men's draw, Roger Federer beat Kei Nishikori. It was his 100th win at Wimbledon. Rafael Nadal defeated Sam Querrey. And that now means Federer will take on Rafa in the semis. So that's the first time at Wimbledon that that's happened since 2008. Amazingly.
Yeah.
That'll be a very interesting semi-final. In the other semi-final, Novak Djokovic will take on Roberto Bautista Agut, who's actually moved his bachelor's party to make sure that he can take part in that game.
Good idea. And the Australians have had a big night at the Pacific Games.
Yeah, this is an event that we don't cover all that much here, and it goes through till July 20 in Samoa. 6 gold medals in the weightlifting overnight, which is quite a performance. Win a gold medal for Kiana Elliott, Erika Yamasaki, who's the flag bearer at the opening ceremony of the Pacific Games. She got herself a gold medal as well. Very interesting event. Lots of sports, basketball, 3-on-3, cricket, rugby, all sorts of things. So we'll try and keep listeners up to date on that over the next few weeks.
6 gold medals in the women's weightlifting. It's amazing. State of Origin, because I think it's worth touching on, despite the series loss, Kevin Walters, the Queensland coach, says he will continue on as a Queensland coach.
Yeah, that's right. He says that there's still a lot to be done with his Queensland side. He says the team's made pretty good progress over the last few years. Small steps in the last year and bigger ones in this year's series, which they ended up losing last night. There had been rumours he might be heading off to coach the Gold Coast Titans. And he says no, he wants to be part of the Maroons moving forward. Last night we had a last-minute win for the Blues. James Tedesco, try in the corner. 15th series victory for the Blues, a third since 2006, and really great drama for all those watching.
40 seconds to go, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like
incredible.
That.
Incredible. In cricket, there was a big upset in the semi between New Zealand and India. A few of the listeners keen to hear analysis here, Andre. One of them pointing out Andre's made some interesting predictions consistently over the last few days. I think he's talking about your predictions for New Zealand.
Yeah, look, I have to put my hand up here and say I did not see this result coming. I said they had no chance. Did I spur them on, or did they not even listen to me? Probably the latter. Look, they scored 239 in their first innings, New Zealand. That's not much, but we forgot to factor in New Zealand's opening bowlers. Trent Bolt and Matt Henry had a wonderful start for New Zealand last night. They took 3 wickets for just 5 runs at the start of the match. They got India then to 4 for 24, and since then, India was just playing catch-up, really. MS Dhoni, Ravindra Jadeja scored half centuries for India, but they lost by 18 runs. So the world number one side thrown out of the World Cup in the semis. New Zealand are in the final at Lord's on Sunday.
And they will play either Australia or England.
And do I tip England now in order to help Australia win, Fran? Maybe I do. Look, there are a lot of reasons why England should do well. They were certainly the favourites ahead of the tournament, and they seem to be hitting their straps now. But historically, they've done very poorly in knockouts. They've not won one in 27 years. They haven't been in a semi-final, I think, since 1992. So England's got a lot of the weight of history on their shoulders. Selections-wise, Glenn Maxwell, will he keep his spot in the side? Not so sure. Australia remaining cagey about that. It all starts tonight at 7:30 p.m. East Coast time.
Come on, Aussie, come on. Andre, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Andre Leslie, you're listening to Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.